Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. It's our joy to give you praise, and we are grateful that you came to seek and save the lost. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. To this blessing Sunday service and greetings from the beautiful state of Ebonyi. Powerful, beautiful state. It was my first time going there and the impression was very good. Hungry people, hungry for God. The crowd very, very drastic. And I promise them we'll be going back there because the anointing travels in the direction of value. Goes in the direction of value. Hallelujah. I'm sure they'll show us clips of it at the end of this service. That's just a portion of that crowd. Pavilion jammed to capacity, especially the second night. Give the Lord the praise. Somebody give the Lord a big clap of, and if you're happy with what God is doing, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord will set thee upon on high, and all these blessings shall come upon thee. Subject is blessed for the top. Who is the one that is blessed for the top? Say amen. Blessed for the top. Our objective this morning is to understand the impact of the blessing. Number two, to understand the way of the blessing. The impact of the blessing, the way of the blessing. Now, many people today use the word blessing without a clear understanding of the impact of the product of that word blessing. I want to say two things quickly. That the blessing, first, the blessing is beyond just goodwill or well wishes. You are blessed. It's a goodwill. It's a well wish. But it's beyond goodwill or well wishes. The blessing is the goodwill of God behind man, but it's beyond that. Second, it's important to know that the blessing is a spiritual force with well-defined supernatural effects. Spiritual force with well-defined supernatural effects. Effects that can be felt, effects that can be seen. It's a force, it's not passive. So what are the effects or the impacts of this supernatural force called the blessing? Number one, the blessing gives or brings distinction to the blessed. The blessing gives or brings distinction to the blessed. What is the meaning of that? The blessing takes the blessed from the back to the front. The blessing takes the blessed from the background to the forefront of life. We saw that in the life of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1, when God called Abraham to get out of his country, his father's house, his kindred and so on. And I will bless you, make of thee a great nation, I will bless you and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Everyone knows today that Abraham is the symbol of the blessing, but that was the man that was brought from the background of life to the forefront of life by the power of the blessing. If you look at nations today, you look at the nation of America. Written boldly on their currency, God bless America, or in God we trust. God bless America is a song, it's a hymn, it's an anthem. As terrible as we hear all the gay things and all the things that we hear from that place, they still stand as the topmost nation of the earth today because of blessings of forefathers and the remnant of the people that still believe in God are still blessing their nation today. Compare that with what goes on in our nation today, where everybody is cursing the hell out of Nigeria. But it will soon change. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. So the blessing gives or brings distinction to the blessed. We saw that in Genesis 12 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 3. Number 2, 12, 1 to 5 actually. Number 2, the blessing, and when we say the blessing, we're actually talking about the blessing of the Lord, attracts divine provision or supernatural supply to the blessed. It attracts divine provision. It attracts supernatural supply to the blessed. The scripture there was Proverbs 10 verse 22, and it said, the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. When the blessing of the Lord is really upon you, you are excused from scarcity. You are excused from empty-handedness. You are excused from wretchedness of life. Blessedness and wretchedness are mutually exclusive. Diametrically opposed, diagonally antagonized. The existence of one is the absence of another. Blessedness and wretchedness can coexist. And you are looking at the example of Abraham again. Now, I'd like you to see the prophetic rendering of Abraham's life in Isaiah chapter 51, verse 2. See Isaiah, what Isaiah said. He said, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone. That word alone means I called him empty. I called him empty. I called him vacant. I called him bankrupt. I called him when he was zero, but something changed. When I called him, he was alone, but suddenly I blessed him. And the outcome of the blessing is it increased him. The blessing is a multiplier of life. It's a multiplier of destiny. It doesn't matter how you are called. The question is, what came on you after you are called? I called him alone. I called him vacant. I called him bankrupt. I called him on a zero level. I called him flat. I then blessed him. And then increased him. I see somebody here this morning. This thing that is called the blessing
is coming to bring you massive increase that will shock you. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. And I want you to understand that we are in the end of times where God is increasing his people, multiplying his people for the sake of the gospel of the end time. For this gospel must be preached to the ends of the world. Then shall the end come. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. The time is going to come shortly where we're going to do the kind of crusade you saw in Abakeleke. We're going to do that like five places at once. Minister from one spot. And then the crowd will gather in all the stadiums everywhere. And then they are receiving they are receiving the same signal from one center. Because the calls are too many. Come to Kano. Come to Mina. Come to Bauchi. We are waiting for you in Bayelsa. Here and there. Apart from calls from South America. They say they are waiting for us in Bahamas. They are waiting for us in Haiti. They are waiting for us everywhere. This will be done. And it will be done technologically, financially invasive, but the resources will be available because of the blessing of the Lord. And that blessing is coming upon somebody here this morning. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Our second example after Abraham will be the example of Joseph. Joseph was a prisoner. A prisoner literally is a property. Right? He had no property. He himself was property. But blessing came on property, and property became wealthy. In Genesis 44, verse 39 to verse 34, we saw how God, by his blessing, took a slave and made him the resources commander of a whole nation. The controller of the wealth of a nation by the blessing of the Lord. Beloved, it is coming on you today. The time is coming shortly where somebody seated here, even those who hate you will confirm that God has blessed you. The whole of your community will confirm that God has blessed you. You believe that? Say louder, amen. Number three, the blessing opens up divine revelation and inspiration channels for the blessed. The blessing opens up divine revelation and divine inspiration channels for the blessed. That is, when the blessing of God is upon you, you access revelation. You access inspiration. You see what others can't see. You know what others can't know. So it's beyond just money. Again, our example, if you look at Abraham's example in Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 18 to 20, you will notice that Abraham was the first person to pay the tithe in scripture. And like I've always said, Abraham learned it from nobody, read it from no book, observed it from nowhere. He practically originated a covenant practice that only Jehovah himself could have taught him. By revelation, he knew that the tenth of his resources belonged to his creator. If that resources was to be sustained, and Abraham became the progenitor of the blessing. That was revelation. You look at the life of Isaac, you will see inspiration. In Genesis 26, in verse 1 to verse 3, there was famine in the land. And in verse 12, Isaac sowed in the land. What happened? Why will you be sowing on ground that is dry? Why will you be sowing where it appears like there is no water? I believe that Isaac became the inventor of irrigation famine. Because we saw Isaac redigging up the wells of his father that the Philistine had closed. He kept on redigging those wells in this same chapter. Until in verse 26, I believe, he arrived in Rehoboth. Alright, let's start from verse 19 thereabout. Now Isaac's servant dig in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headman did strive, proceed. And they digged another well, and they strove for that, and he called it Sitna, proceed. And removed from thence, and dig another well. And from that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Now, the well, the irrigation, was producing fruitfulness for him in the land. Others didn't know what to do in the land of famine, but he knew how to channel water into irrigation farming. Literally, I'm sure that he became the first person to do irrigation farming, because Abraham was using his own for cattle ranching. But here he was, fruitfulness exploding on the ground of inspiration. You know, inspiration is the cure for perspiration. Perspiration means sweating. If God will show you what others don't know, it terminates your sweat. Inspiration handles perspiration. Inspiration brings elevation. Blessed people see, they receive from God what others can't receive or don't receive. Blessed people get ideas, ideas that change their life and change their world that others don't have access to. I prophesy today in this blessing service, somebody is going to strike a revelation that is going to change your level. Somebody is going to arrive at an inspiration that will change your life. If you are not one, say aloud, amen. That was the blessing. Opens up divine revelation and inspiration channels for the blessed. Number four, the blessing guarantees divine defense and deliverance for the blessed. Divine defense and deliverance. In Psalm 5 and in verse 12, it says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about as with a shield. The blessing of the righteous turns into a shield around him. Now, this is the point of the matter. The blessing defends and delivers the blessed, even to the point of fighting the battles of the blessed. The blessing of the Lord around your life causes God to step into your battles. Give you two instances. Abraham was almost being assaulted by the king Abimelech when he tried to trespass against, the king of Gerar. And in Genesis chapter 20 verse 3, God came to that man in the night and said to him, you are a dead man because you have taken a man's wife. Today, I decree Jehovah will step into your battle. Anyone trying to toy with your destiny and toy with your life, the blessing of God today will handle and tackle those agents of the devil. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Second example. Jacob, in Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 5. Because the blessing was upon Jacob, as they journeyed, the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And the people who would have normally pursued others could not pursue after the sons of Jacob. A blessed man is not a victim for pursuit. It's not a candidate for pursuit by agents of the devil. They could not pursue. Somebody say after me, I am too blessed. I am too blessed of God to be pursued by the devil. Say it louder. I am too blessed of God to be pursued by the devil. Say it louder. I am too blessed of God. I'm too blessed of God to be pursued by the forces of hell. Say the blessing of God is fighting my battles. The blessing formed as a terror around Jacob, and they couldn't pursue him. Number five, the blessing guarantees quality, and durability of life for the blessed. It guarantees quality and durability of life for the blessed. A blessed man is not permitted to live a low standard life. Quality and durability of life. In Psalm 133, verse 1 to the end, he said, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the bed. That ran down upon the bed, upon the head, ran down upon the bed. Even Aaron's bed that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." The commanded blessing is the sponsor of life. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life. The commanded blessing translates into life. Anywhere the blessing is commanded, life is the outcome. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life. The blessing swallows up the spell of death. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life, even life. So, every time the blessing is being pronounced upon your life, it is life that is being pronounced. And so, if you understand the meaning, I declare to someone here today, you are blessed. Did you hear what I just said? Every time the blessing is being pronounced on your life, it is life that is being pronounced. That is death. The declaration means you can't die before your time. You are not permitted to be cursed before your time. You are not permitted to live an average life. So I declare now, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Look at your neighbor by your side. Tell them, you are blessed. Husbands and fathers, don't stop blessing your family, your wife, your children. The Bible said David returned back from the carrying of the ark to bless his household. What your loved ones need from you is your blessing, not your curse. What they need from you is your blessing, not your insult. One more time, I announce to you today, you are blessed. And one of the reasons for this blessing Sunday is so that in case anybody curses you, that's one of the major reasons. In case there is an ancestral curse on your life, the blessing is the answer to the curse. In case your earthly father didn't bless you, your spiritual father is blessing you. And your heavenly father overbless you. So that whatever is working against you can be worked out of your life. So I announce again, you are blessed. Say after me, say, I am too blessed to be cut short before my time. I am too blessed to be cut short before my time. If you believe, I shall the Lord say amen. Tell three people around you, tell them you are too blessed to be caught short before your time. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Abraham the blessed. How long did he last? Genesis 25, verse 7 to verse 8. You know, Abraham lasted 175 years. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 100, threescore, and 15 years. And Abraham gave up the ghost. He died in good old age. That is quality life, durable life. Good old age, not bad old age. Good old age, an old man, full of years. And he was gathered to his people. What about Jacob the blessed? Psalm, Genesis 47, verse 26. The Bible said, look at verse 28. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. Despite all the crooked things that Jacob passed through, all the hassles, he couldn't cut his life short. You will fulfill your days. One more time, receive the blessing. You are blessed. Your life is blessed. Your wife is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your husband is blessed. Everything around you is blessed. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. So what is in the blessing? Number one, it brings distinction. Takes you from the back to the front. Number two, attracts provision. Supernatural supply. Abraham was called empty. He ended loaded by the blessing. The blessing opens up divine revelation. The things you need to know of God that will just give you a revolution. And people are wondering, what is the secret of this man? Divine inspiration that will terminate your perspiration. The blessing does that. And number four, guarantees divine defense and deliverance. Anybody looking for you is looking for death. Anybody looking for you is looking for destruction. And then guarantees quality and durability of life. By this message alone, every trace of death in your body is arrested now. Whether it's a cancer or a virus or an inherited disease from your father that makes people die before their time, I announce today they are arrested right now. In the name of Jesus. What is the way of the blessing? Very, very quickly. Number one, upright living. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Psalm 5 verse 12, not the unrighteous. Upright living. Unrighteousness is an attack of your blessing. Money that is not your money is fighting the money that is your own. Money that is not your money that you are taking and you are touching is fighting the money that is your own. Iniquity is attacking your destiny. Proverbs 11, verse 11. It says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So, the upright is qualified for the blessing. By the blessing. I saw a man some time ago, a billionaire. He said to me, he said, if somebody says, hold this 100 million for me, the way that 100 million was in the bag when the man brought it is the way he will carry it. He won't even change the note according to him. I mean, it will the same way. He won't put it in a business and multiply it so that he will return the money back to the man when the man comes. He said, because the man didn't tell him to put it in business. That is the kind of way some Christian people behave, that God can trust them with massive resources.
somebody told me recently. I assisted him. I assisted him to get something. I assisted his vision. Just literal resources, not too much. And I gave somebody to give him. The person he sent to me. And the person said, "It is done." Later on, and the man said thank you to me, the man. Later on, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years, the man called me back and said, "You know what? I only thanked you. Not because the money entered my hand." He said, the man said, whatever service this other man was looking for, this man has assisted to render for him. So I say, no wonder. When you see people rise and they crash, or they are struggling, no wonder. By the blessing of it, whatever you do, avoid the way of crookedness. Especially as it pertains to resources matters. Especially as it pertains to lifestyle matters. Avoid the way of crookedness. If you are trusting God for the blessing. Upright living. Number two is value for the word of God. Value for the word of God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. It says, "Blessed is he that readeth and that heareth the words of this prophecy." Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth and hear the words of this prophecy. Stop there. Time for the word. Time for the Bible. Time for this book. Time for the preached word. Connecting yourself to what is coming out of the mouth of God as a continuous diet for your life. Apart from it changing your life, apart from it building your character, is channeling the blessing into your life. Blessed is he that readeth. When you do your daily Bible reading schedule, when you listen to 20 minutes, 30 minutes of word a day, or 1 hour a day, to enhance your spiritual life, you are not just getting spiritually authoritative. You are not just getting revelation. You are getting blessed. Blessed is he that readeth. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, to observe, to do according to all that is written therein. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." That is called a blessing. You will make your way prosperous if you are connected to this book of the law. There are people who don't open the Bible again until next Sunday. You can't live like that. You don't do like that with food and survive. Value for the word of God. Number three. Obedience to God's word. Not just valuing it, but obeying. Taking steps. In fact, obeying God and his word. Obeying God and his word. We read that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 2. "If you shall hearken, it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come if you hearken." Ask yourself the question, Lord, is there any area of my life where I am in disobedience? Is there something you ask me to do I have failed to do?
The distance between you and your blessing is traveled by your obedience. Say it again. The distance between you and your blessing can be traveled in the vehicle of obedience. Either directly obeying the word or an instruction of God to you. I'm sorry to say this, but for example, there is an agent of the devil in your workplace that you employed. God has shown you in Revelation. He has shown you in every way that as long as this Judas and this Jonah is in your boat, no motion. With Jonah, no journey. And yet, you are sentimental about Jonah. You are emotional about Jonah. God said, remain with your Jonah. But realize that there is no journey. That's one tiny example. It might not be directly scripture now, but something God wants you to do. There is a friend in your life that is the enemy of God's blessing for you. There is a relationship or something. I said before, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I said, every situation of frustration is because of two things, most times. Either there is an instruction that has not been heard, or there is an instruction that has not been obeyed. Lord, if I didn't hear it, help me to hear it. If I heard it and I forgot it, help me to remember it. And give me the grace to obey. Somebody say a loud amen. I see the mercy of God for somebody here. Obedience, obeying God and His word is our key number three. Number four is faith in God. I'm talking of rugged, audacious faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. It says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed. They which be of faith are blessed. I'm telling you, you are at the point where you are loaded with that revelation of the word, and you have made up your mind and decided that empty-handedness cannot be your portion. What God has promised you is what you will have. If He said you are the seed of Abraham, and that the blessing of Abraham will come upon you, who is a Gentile, then no devil is permitted to stop that. Rugged, brutal faith. In our world today, there are people they call word of faith people. They talk faith a lot. Kenneth Copeland, Bishop Oyedepo, everybody. They call our name, everybody. If you look at those people, you won't trace faith near them. They do mega things, unbelievable things. When men say they are cast down, they say there is a lifting up. I see somebody here. Your faith is about to produce your result. Number five is kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water. Service in the kingdom is the doorway to the blessing. Service as church worker, which is the most basic, but most importantly, service in the matter of souls. How blessed are the feet of those that bring good tidings. Show me a man who is committed to the salvation of the lost, who is committed to the work of God in the house. I will show you a man who cannot escape the blessing of God. I will show you a woman who cannot escape the blessing of God. A man ran to me at the airport. And he said to me, he ran to me at the programming by Elsa. I think it's a pastor in one church or something. He said, I want to come and appreciate you, me and my wife. He said, through your preaching, our son gave his life to Christ. He said, one day they came to their living room and they saw that boy kneeling down in front of the television and the preaching was on. Wholeheartedly hand over his life. This is a pastor and a pastor's wife whose child does not know God. They came in appreciation. And God knows that this is what we have donated our lives to. The airport, people surround us, we lead them to everywhere, inside the air, everywhere. When you give yourself to the service of God from your heart, you are not permitted to be a victim of enemy curses. Those who want to curse you are wasting their time. Those who want to cut you are wasting their time. I personally don't have any witch under heaven. Wizard native doctor will cut to be a haba. It's a waste of fear. To be afraid of under heaven. Satan is under our feet. Not to talk of his small boys. Are you following what I'm saying here? The most terrible native doctor is only possessed with some demons. Not Satan himself. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Am I communicating at all? I announce to you today, your kingdom service is about to produce for you a flood of the blessing. And everyone who has been dedicatedly serving God in this house, within this commission, and the devil has deprived you of your blessing, I declare today that spell is broken, that embargo is lifted, and your blessing is released. You believe that? Say it louder, amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. The way of kingdom service. Number 6 is the covenant practice of tithing and giving. Covenant practice. In Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20, we saw the first covenant practitioner, or rather the first person to pay the tithe, Abraham. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Giving, fighting, and giving. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, Paul the Apostle said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Our tithing, our giving, attracts the blessing of the Lord. It attracts. A young man told me a story. How that about 2 years ago, he had a leading, the first foreign currency he had in his life. I don't know whether it was $100 or $1,000. He came with his wife, having managed to arrive, and he gave it. Now, it can be given anyway, but in this case, he said the Lord directed him to put it in my hands, to give it to me, to put it in my hands. I saw this young man maybe about 6 weeks ago. 2 years later, he has executed a project of $1 million, paid cash. He says, sir, I am telling you, 2 years ago, I didn't have the highest I could achieve and afford. It's about $100 or something. And I'm talking now that I have finished, paid for. What a faithful God we serve. There are those who don't understand the mystery of giving. It is one thing to receive, but it is the highest thing to give. There are people. One man met me the other day, and I'm sorry to say this. He's I knew him longest time from our covering ministry, our mentor, Father in the Lord's ministry. And that ministry is a ministry that is literally faith and prosperity. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That is, if you are there, you cannot be there for 1 year and not hear of tithe and offering and giving. Because God gave him a mandate in that regard directly. This man, I mean, meant to be doing well financially, came to me and said, I should pray for him. He's still there. So I said, no, you cannot be in that kind of place and be talking of and be struggling. Are you tithing? He said, not all the time. Wow. So you mean that you can sit under that kind of mantle and be at a, even at a leadership, and you are not tithing all the time? I say it's an error. My prayer won't change anything. It won't change anything. There is this man who used to preach in Morrisonville, John Avanzini. You remember John Avanzini? He came here once, right? In area one. He said, Pastor, if anybody comes to you and say he has financial problems, he said the first thing to ask is, do you tithe? If that is settled, then you can begin to find out other issues. He said that's what he tells everybody everywhere. Somebody say amen. I prophesy to you today. Every heaven that is closed over your life is opening today. And I decree the release of the grace of giving. The release of the grace of giving. The release of the heart of giving. Receive it now. Finally, way of the blessing number 7 is value for blessing or mantle carriers. For blessing carriers, mantle carriers. That is practically value for your priest or prophet, as the case may be. Carriers of the blessing. Numbers chapter 6 verse 23, he said, on this wise shall the priest bless the people, the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep thee, the Lord cause his face, make his face shine upon thee. The prophet, the priest, is a custodian of the blessing. Value for whoever is called your priest or prophet translates into accessing the blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, God told Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curse you. Anybody who assists you, I assist. Anybody who resists you, I resist. Anybody who helps you, I help. Anybody who hurts you, I hurt. Ola, ola. Anything they want me to do to them, let them do to you. That's God speaking. That is, your life is a fertile ground. People will reap directly whatever they release upon you. If they favor you, they can't lack favor. If they hinder you, they can't lack hindrance. Look at your neighbor, say, beware what you do to me. I am a fertile ground. Whatever you try to do against me or do for me determines what will come for you. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Anywhere you see good things, don't attack it. Celebrate it. Because what you attack, you can't attract. What you hate, you can't have. What you don't like, you must lack. There are people, they are so bitter, so jealous, so envious, so cantankerous, so obnoxious, so vexatious, so. They don't like any. So look at it now. What kind of coat is this? You find out now, maybe he bought it from area one. What is his concern? And if he bought it from area one, where they pick suit from the ground, what?
very you. That is the kind of generation we live. They call it cancel culture. They just want to. They don't have any good thing to say. That is Satan, the devil. If you are like that, you are possessed by a demon from hell. That is witchcraft in action. Never, they can't give a genuine compliment to anybody. Raising anybody up does not drop you. And dropping people does not take you up. Just. When I see people like Bishop Oyedepo and others, all I can say is, Father, may they fulfill their destiny. May they not stop short. May they become. There are some people who are angry. What do they want to claim? Eh? Two universities. Why people are struggling to build one? Hit die if you want to die. Look for transformer hog. Run into a moving train if you want. Do you understand what I'm saying? You move because you are moving straight. What guy is he doing? He's just walking normal. The fact that he is confident, he should be walking with head on the ground like. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. I know a young man who is a trainer in one in a particular field. Before he will give you the training, he will insult the hell out of you. Tell you how you cannot do anything. Look at you. So I told him, I said, your behavior drives away favor from your life. Nobody is interested in you if you are not interested in them. Go with your knowledge and with your intelligence and let me move in my dignity. No matter how bad a person is, there is something good in their life. I mean, at least there must be something. The woman with the Shunammite woman, prophet's widow, Elijah said, what do you have? He said, I have nothing, but there is a pot of oil. Moses, what do you have? Well, I don't have anything, but there is this stick in my hand. Nobody is totally vacant. Nobody is totally bankrupt. And I can assure you, if you identify that good thing in the people's life, pull it out, celebrate it. Other things will come out. They'll become better. Better versions of themselves. Am I communicating? That is why successful people are not plenty. And you will notice something. Successful, really successful people in the world, they don't attack each other. You will find it very difficult. Say Facebook owner is attacking Instagram or Twitter or attacking you. It's non-existent because every eagle is flying on their lane. It's only vultures that are angry. Even aeroplane, they jump up. Somebody say amen. Did you receive something today? Did you hear something today? From this moment, become a blessing, and appreciate the blessing. Celebrate the blessing. Value blessing carriers. It doesn't drop you. It only takes you up. Will you lift up your hands everywhere you are and give the Lord the praise? Honor Him, adore Him. Worship Him, magnify Him. Father, thank you. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name,
Very, very quickly lift up your hands where you are and say after me and say, Father, I come before you today and I am asking for your help to value blessing carriers, mantle carriers. I ask for your help to be committed to the covenant practice of giving and tithing. I receive the grace for fresh commitment to kingdom service. Father, help me against the spell of fear. I connect faith at a higher level for the blessing. Father, I ask that you will help me to obey you. Father, show me any area of my life where I am in disobedience. Show me what I need to do that I am not doing. In the name of Jesus. And then say, Father, help me, Lord, to value your word. Give me, Lord, fresh hunger for your word. Fresh value for your word. Fresh appetite for your word. Father, help me to live uprightly. Deliver me from compromise, from iniquity. I receive the grace to live uprightly. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Possess this morning and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today
to connect
the impact
of the blessing
on my life.
By your blessing
today,
I receive
distinction.
Father,
I move from the back
to the front
by your blessing
upon my life
today,
in the name of Jesus.
By your blessing
upon my life
today,
I attract
supernatural
supply
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
by your blessing
today
on my life,
I connect
divine revelation
and divine
inspiration
by your blessing
in the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
by your blessing
on my life
today,
I connect
divine defense,
divine deliverance
in the name of Jesus.
By your blessing,
I receive
the life
of quality
and durability.
I cannot
be cut short
before my time.
By your blessing,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray. I'm going to go to the hospital.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. On a day like this, we shall also pray for Nigeria and make declarations on Nigeria. While I was ministering in Bayelsa State, I preached in the morning session, light by his light. Then I realized that one of the assignments of light, as light in our generation, our assignment is to arrest and destroy darkness. I'm sure you read that in scripture. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. As light in our generation, our assignment is to arrest and destroy darkness. Darkness can't thrive in Nigeria. Evil can't prevail. Wickedness can't succeed. Illegality, illegitimacy, criminality, impunity, fraud, falsehood cannot survive in our land. Right, rightness, righteousness, justice, fairness, equity shall prevail. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Listen to this. Both those who perpetrate and those who are paid and hired to defend criminality, illegality, illegitimacy in our land, they will stand.
Amen.
Very soon, we will look for them and we cannot find them.
Amen.
Nigeria shall celebrate. Nigeria and Nigerians shall be respected, shall be valued around the world shortly. Listen to this. Those who deprive the people of joy shall not only lose their joy, but shall become history. We will look for them. We can't find where they are. We shall pray. Two prayers. John 1:5. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Open your mouth and say, Father.
Father.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Let light,
overthrow
darkness in Nigeria.
Let righteousness
overcome
wickedness
in Nigeria.
Let truth
defeat lies
in Nigeria.
Let justice
triumph
over injustice
in Nigeria
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Again, say, Lord,
let light
overthrow
darkness
in Nigeria.
Let righteousness
overcome
wickedness
in Nigeria.
Let truth
defeat
lies
in Nigeria.
Let justice
triumph
over injustice
in Nigeria.
In this season,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Lord, let light
overthrow
darkness
in Nigeria.
Let righteousness
overcome wickedness
in Nigeria.
Let truth
defeat lies
in Nigeria.
Let justice
triumph
over injustice
in Nigeria.
In this season,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Let the barata set a set of
let the red set
up.
Father Lord,
let light overthrow
darkness
in Nigeria.
Let righteousness
overcome
wickedness
in Nigeria.
Let truth
defeat lies
in Nigeria.
Let justice
triumph
over injustice
in Nigeria.
In this season,
Lord.
In Jesus' precious name. Joshua chapter 7, verse 25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord troubled thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Father, trouble the troublers of our nation. He said, the Lord trouble you. This is a trouble. The troublers of our nation. Lift your voice and say, Father,
we
ask that you trouble
the
troublers of our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Let their memory perish from the land like acres.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father,
we
trouble the troublers of our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Let their memory perish from the land like acres. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let their memory perish.
Send us an answer in Jesus' name. We shall celebrate. We shall rejoice. We shall laugh as individuals, as a people, as a church, and as a nation. Lift your hands and your voice and appreciate God for answer to prayer this moment. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We're going to celebrate a few minutes, but while we do so, everyone that is here today, you are here to give your life to Jesus. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to be a new day for you. Please remain standing. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You know God is not happy with you, and you want Him to be happy with you. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest while you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, and say it loud and mean it. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.